Seeing God at work in small things. How cruel is that? Yet another short joke. I think I actually made the title up, so it's no one to blame but myself. Many, many years ago, maybe 25 years ago, I guess, I can remember doing an exhortation at an ecclesia called Engadine Ecclesia. You were there, Faith. It's come and gone now. It's in those terrible days where the speaker had to sit out the front. Do you remember that? When the chairman sat at the table and the speaker sat out the front and you had to get fed the bread and the wine in front of everybody? Thank goodness those days have gone. But that's what it was like, and you sat out there for the whole meeting. And John O'Neill was in the chair. I remember he turned around to me. I'd prepared something. It was probably on Jephthah the Gileadite. All my meditations were on Jephthah. But he turned to me and he said, "Oh, I just thought I'd let you know Katie Joseph died." I just felt a numbness come over my body. And I took the notes that I had, whatever they were, and folded them and put them in the back of my Bible. And I don't know what I said that morning, but it was not what I had prepared. I loved that little girl. She was about 7, I think, when she died. And when I'd go down to visit Alicia, I'd see a photograph of Katie at 7 and Megan at 5. And the next time I'd go, there was Katie at 7 and Megan at 7. Then the next time I'd go, there'd be Katie at 7 and Megan at 15. And that stayed with me, and I thought, where was God? The prayers that were made for that child, I think, if they fail through lack of faith, then I give up. If you needed more faith than that family had, then I just give up. A young girl prepares to go off to mission work in the South Pacific. And her ecclesia have a meeting to farewell her and wish her Godspeed and pray for her safe travel and safe return. And she's killed in a car accident. Where was God? A young family prepare to go to India, not ever with the hope of coming home, but to live there amongst the people and to work for them and to serve them as Jesus has commanded that we should do. And so that family, the mother was already there, but the father and the two boys went off. And in the back reaches somewhere of India, they were surrounded by a howling Hindu mob and burnt to death in their kombi. And as they tried to escape, their hands were cut with axes. And they just simply died at the hands of that mob. And where was God? Where were the prayers? Where did they go? Every one of us has our own answer for that. But I'm perfectly comfortable that God was there on every one of those occasions. He, in fact, surrounded them with chariots of fire without number. If you could look out of those kombi windows, you would have seen the chariots of the Lord covering the hills. So that every single one of those instances had the presence of God with them. God has never promised an easy life. He's never promised us a life free from sadness or pain. He's never promised us a life free from all of the travails that this world can bring against us. Never promised that I won't get cancer or I won't have a car accident or I won't suffer a marriage breakdown. But he has promised every one of those things he's going to be with me. And he has promised that I shall be surrounded by those chariots of fire and I will be brought home. I sort of think they're the big things. But you see that I've called tonight's talk Looking for God in the Little Things. I don't want to talk so much about the little things, but I want to talk about looking for God. You know, you can miss what's being done for you if you don't have eyes open to look. I want to illustrate it by a really bad joke that I'm sure you've all heard. So I was actually going to say that everybody in the audience under 15 probably hasn't heard this joke, but there's nobody here under 15. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sure you've all heard it. But there's the Irishman who's late for a medical appointment and he's driving around and he just cannot find a parking spot. As he goes past the doctor's surgery a few times, he prays to God and he says, "Oh God, please, please, if you can just find me a parking spot, please. I'm really hard up here, God. Find me a parking spot. As he comes around the next time, blinker light goes on and a car just pulls out straight in front of him, right outside the doctor's door. He says, "Ha, no worry, God, I found one." You've got to see what God is doing for you. It'll look ordinary. It'll look average. And it could be something that might not be momentous and might not change anything much in your life. But it is simply a sign saying, I am there and I am in charge of what's happening. And in the big things, I'm going to be there. If I'm with you in the little things, then I'm going to be with you in the big things. Let me just give you one little illustration that happened to me a couple of months ago and then happened today. I went for a blood test. I always go to blood tests. It was a PSA, I think, and a PSA-free ratio this time. Don't worry, ladies, it's a boy thing. So I had my blood test. I came out. I wasn't sort of feeling all that great. And I had to do another job in Genali, and I thought, I was just talking to God. You know how God's in your passenger seat sometimes? Mostly? I said, I don't know, if I find a parking spot, I'll get out and I'll do this other job, but otherwise I'll do it tomorrow. It wasn't important. I live near one of those suburbs that's only got two streets, well, it's actually got more than two streets, but there's only two streets of shops. If anybody knows Genali, it's got one street running along the railway line and another one coming perpendicular to it, and that's basically all there is to it. They're always clogged up, always full of cars. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're always chockers. Especially that street down there. It's always full of cars. The cross street, yeah, you might get a park there, but mostly not. Mostly they're pretty well full. And I was talking to God and I said, didn't ask him, I didn't pray, I didn't say, find me a parking spot. I just said, God, no worries, tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. If there's a spot, I don't feel great, don't want to walk a long distance. So if there's one there, I'll do it, otherwise let's call it off and we'll do it tomorrow. I went around the block and I came into that street. And do you know there was not one car? There was not one car. I have never seen that street carless ever in my life. Well, 9 o'clock at night, I have. Believe me, nothing much happens at Denali after 9 o'clock at night. But it was empty. And I parked right outside the shop I wanted to go to. Wasn't only saying to me there was a parking spot, there was nothing there. Was it important? No, it wasn't important. It wasn't anything significant. It was something I could have done the next day, but I just felt that I'd had this conversation, that I had been talking, and that although it wasn't any sort of a petition, it's just simply the conversation had been heard. That's all. Just simply the conversation had been heard. But it gets even better than that. You can analyse and say, was it God? Didn't have to be. I guess there's one chance in 50. Could have found that street empty. I don't know. You can look at the stats if you wanted to. But part of it is looking to believe. Part of it is saying, I want to believe that's God. I honestly believe that God will provide us with what we want, provided we are able to look and to see and to accept what he's giving us. Today was my little granddaughter's birthday. Well, that was her birthday party. It's not actually her birthday today. And I had to go. The party was at a childcare centre sort of a thing, like a community centre with a playgroupy thing in it, on the border of Woollahra and Paddington. What do you reckon finding a parking spot's going to be like? Saturday Arvo, Paddington Woollahra border. I got there and as I approached, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to walk about 3 kilometres to this. And I drove past, you know, one of these people, I do circuits, you know, I go past the thing, then around and around, hoping that something's going to happen. My first pass, right outside the gate, there was a Subaru Forester, put on his blinker and just pulled straight out. You know, I wasn't thinking about parking, I wasn't even praying, I wasn't saying anything. But the moment I saw that, I said, God, that's for this talk tonight, isn't it? That's what it was about. You know, I wasn't even thinking, I wasn't even really saying, God, I don't want to walk 4 kilometres. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was just thinking about what bad luck it is to have to go to your daughter's birthday party at Paddington. Granddaughters. I get mixed up. I've got so many. But I looked at it, and the moment I saw that, I saw the message. You did that for me for tonight. And I parked my little Echo in there. So cool. I had so much room on both sides. If you remove a Subaru Forester and put an Echo in, you've got lots of room at both ends. And I just sat there for a minute and I thought, oh, man, I'm going to put that in tonight. Because it was just saying to me, no, I didn't need it. It wasn't some blessing that I think was poured specifically for some particular physical purpose. It was simply to say, I am with you. I am with you in everything that you do in your life. And when the big things come along, you're going to know that I've been with you all the way along. And when the big things hurt you, and when you do get a disease that you don't get over, on one of these days you'll have a heart attack and you won't survive. That is saying to me that God was with me all the time. And there will be a time when I'll be surrounded by those chariots of fire. But I know that God has been with me. And I want to say just one more thing. I think I'm sort of up for time. I was going to be nice and quick tonight. Short. But one more thing I wanted to say. Sometimes we look at the Bible and we wonder what things to pray for. Makes it perfectly clear. Maybe I should just read out of 1 John 5. Don't bother turning to it. You can relax because I've printed it out. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, that's comforting. Anything according to his will. How do I know what that is? Now, you know, the Bible tells you what to pray for according to his will. Matthew 9. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few. Do you know that there's one thing I can be absolutely certain of? There's one prayer that I absolutely know is God's will. Haven't got a guess at it. I know. If I pray that he'll send out workers into the harvest field, then he will. Because he said that. Jesus Christ said, go ahead and pray. That's a commandment. That's a command for you and I to pray for the work of all people who go and bring Jesus Christ to the world. It could be Carelinks, it could be the GPL, it could be whatever people bring Jesus Christ to the world. Jesus said, pray for them, and that prayer will be blessed and heard. That's what's got to be in our life. And if only we can see God doing the little things in our life and guiding us, then the big things are going to follow. How many times has somebody come across the Word of God or the Gospel of Jesus Christ because they've heard something little, just something which has attracted them, something which would apparently seem insignificant, but it's caught their imagination, caught their attention, and brought them to Jesus. So I just want to leave you tonight with saying, watch out for the little things. And when they do happen to you, yes, you can discount them on a probability of maybe could have happened, 1 in 50, 1 in 20. But they mount up until you realise that God is looking after you and that there is God in your life. And then when you bring yourself to pray for those prayers that Jesus commanded us to pray for, we pray that all of the things he promised in the blessings of the Lord of the harvest will come upon those who carry his message to the world.